July 11, unsanctified skill. And Huram finished the work that he was to make for King Solomon for the house of God, 2 Chronicles 4:11. Chosen men were specially endowed by God with skill and wisdom for the construction of the wilderness tabernacle, Exodus 35:30-35. The descendants of these men inherited to a large degree the skill conferred upon their forefathers. For a time these men remained humble and unselfish, but gradually, almost imperceptibly, they lost their hold upon God and His truth. They began to ask for higher wages because of their superior skill. In some instances their request was granted, but more often those asking higher wages found employment in the surrounding nations. It was to these apostates that Solomon looked for a master workman to superintend the construction of the temple on Mount Moriah. This master workman, Huram, was a descendant on his mother's side of Aholiab, to whom hundreds of years before God had given special wisdom for the construction of the tabernacle. Thus, at the head of Solomon's company of workmen, there was placed an unsanctified man who demanded large wages because of his unusual skill. The baleful influences set in operation by the employment of this man of a grasping spirit permeated all branches of the Lord's service and extended throughout Solomon's kingdom. Extravagance and corruption were to be seen on every hand. The poor were oppressed by the rich. The spirit of self-sacrifice in God's service was well nigh lost. Herein lies a most important lesson for God's people today, a lesson that many are slow to learn. Those claim to be followers of the master worker and who engage in his service as co-laborers with God are to bring into their work the exactitude and skill, the tact and wisdom that the God of perfection required in the building of the earthly tabernacle. And now, as in that time and as in the days of Christ's earthly ministry, devotion to God and a spirit of sacrifice should be regarded as the first requisites of acceptable service.